Torah and all that which emanates from that discussion. There was one more, and then after that we'll discuss Halachos of Kavush and Dinei Marisayim, which are a fascinating sugya, as well as the very exciting sugya of the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam, and Beitzim HaNimtzam Ba'ofos, that technical discussion that takes up time of the Shach. Okay, last time we had discussed a lot about the Hagdaras Bishul, and if you take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkatan Beis, he quotes a place that I wanted to show you inside. The Pisrei Tshuva, he discusses the question of what qualifies as an Iser Bishul. In other words, in general, we have a rule of chatzi shir asr min haTorah. So if a person ate a chatzi shir of asr b'chalav, clearly that is going to be prohibited. But what about if one cooks, but one does not cook tamaychol ben rusai? If you don't reach tamaychol ben rusai, in such a case, what would the halacha be? So the Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkatan Beis says, v'ayim b'prima gadam b'psicha, shenistapik e asr chatzi shir b'bishul v'hano min haTorah. The Ba'achila kaim lan chatzi shir asr min haTorah. So Ba'achila, we clearly have a concept of chatzi shir being asr min haTorah. But what about in regards to Bishul? So that's a fascinating question. And the core of that question really is, we know that by Bishul, the lowest threshold is Michael ben Drusai. So what happens when you cook less than Michael ben Drusai? Is that considered as if you haven't reached the plateau at all? Or you've done a chatzi shir. So that is an interesting question. Would there be an Iser or not? So the Crazy Uplacy has an interesting view. I sent it around in the group. In Sadi Bey's Gimel, he quotes, this is further on, he discusses it in our Simen, as the Pisrei Tshuva, I believe, makes reference to, or maybe he doesn't over here make reference to, but he does discuss it in our Simen in a very brief manner. But in Sadi Bey's Gimel, he has a fascinating diuk from the Kanfei Yonah that the Gemara talks about in the sugya of when you have a tipas chalav that falls into a pot. So the Gemara says that, if you took it out immediately, it's not going to be a problem. So wait a second. What is the Gemara saying? If you took it out immediately, it's not going to be a problem. What about the fact that you have chatzi shir? Let me read the placey inside. He's basing himself on Shulchan Aruch. The diuk already starts in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch describes the case that I said from Daf Kufches, and says that if you have meat that fell, in this case, we're talking about meat that falls into a milchik dish. So he says, kodem shetiflat chalav shebala, dahinu kodem shetenua chayor mirisicha, if the meat already absorbed the milk, but the milk didn't have opportunity to come out, avon lo ispik l'salka ad shetuchaliflot, then it's going to be usher. So it says, the placey, mikol makom ein kanis baschal deraisa, kivur sham the gemara beiz a bishul, amru bishul shachem orklonosam. The Gemara there expressly writes that the normal way of cooking is the chalapachos Michael ben Rusai. So he says, that's the Kanfeyona, the Kasarash Bishabis, the Hach Bisra Tura Ainam Spasharak Aitzel Esh, the Mikal Makam Lachlushabon Spashal Takeif, Raka Brysel in Yamalkis. So the Rosh says in Hilchos Shabbos that even if you don't have the shear, but Neville, that's only regards to the Iser Malkus. But if for the first moment, you're already going to have an Iser. Aval inyin chatzi shear, asam min haTorah, that's going to be asam min haTorah. And then he says, but wait a second, but what about this Gemara? That the Gemara that we just mentioned, the kadam silik bitachlis meirich lima'od, lo mishalinan, lo nishta kol kach kibishul kamaychol ben drusai. V'im kein lo nesar hachalav habluah divrei Torah, ve'ena nasas nevela. So he says, why did the Gemara not say that, no, the problem over here when it fell in is that you're still going to have the problem of chatzi shir. That's still going to be a problem. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't make that reference might be an indicator that there is no din of chatzis shir. But the Prima Gadim does not accept it. This is the Plessy's argument in Sadi Bey's Gimel. So that was something that we had not mentioned last time. There's obviously a lot to say about that in terms of the relationship between the Isser Achil and the Isser Bishul. So if you take a look in the footnotes of the Mosad Rav Kook Rajba, there they mention that if we understand that the relationship between Bishul and Achila is one, so then it would make sense that the same din of Chatzishir should apply. But and even if conceptually there is no such thing as Chazilitz Terufe unless the Michael Ben Drusai. However, if we're going to say that Bishul and Achila are two different things, so then we're much less likely to say the din of Chatzishir. So in the footnotes of the Rajba, they make that point. Yes, Aki.
Is there every
Chatzishir
now in regards to the Bishul, in regards to the size of the...
So then in such a case for Achila for sure there would be that din, that would be the din of Chatzishir. But the question then would be what about Bishul? So you're asking what happens if you're Mevashel but not the Shir. I didn't think about that question enough. I hear that. It's an interesting question. The Gemara says if you cook, according to many Rishonim, if you cook a half a kezayis of chalav, half a kezayis basar, for sure that's going to be the issur. What happens if you cook a quarter kezayis and a quarter kezayis? So then in such a case, is there a tzad that it might be mutter because there's no din of, just like we said, there's no din of chatzishir in regards to Michael Mandersai. I didn't think about that enough. I hear that. I'm not sure. Okay. Then, yeah.
It's not even so pasha that the shir official is kezayis.
Right. Meaning what? What do you mean by that? That might be that you need two kezaisim. A kezais of basa, a kezais of chalav. Yeah, I was saying, that's why I prefaced with those rishonim.
But the mashma from some of the chomer was that it would be awesome. Because if we're kosheish for cooking together, I mean, we're going to get to that.
When the ramaz, yeah.
Right, for these very tiny amounts.
Right.
So it's clear that we're being kosheish for...
Right. Unless, all right, so we'll have to discuss in each of those cases. When do we have tiny amounts in the Ramos Kshashos? And that will depend on different Achronim explaining those different cases in different ways. Mirtz Hashem on Monday, we'll get that. Okay, the topic for today starts with the beginning of the Perek of Kol HaBasar. Let's take a look. I would encourage you to bring a small Gemara. So let's take a look at the way the Perek begins. We're going to be discussing what type of basar and what type of chalav is going to be the isur d'oraisa basar b'chalav. So the Mishnah begins, kol ha-basar asa levashel b'chalav. All meat is prohibited to cook with milk, chutz mi basar dagim v'chagavim, except for fish and grasshoppers. So the Gemara immediately is medayik on the top of kuf dalet amin aleph, ha'oif asa mid'oraisa, but chicken with milk, that's going to be in isur min ha-Torah. That's the mashmalos of our Mishnah. So the Gemara points out, command the Rabbi Akiva. So that would not be like Rabbi Akiva. We saw last week that Rabbi Akiva said, the Chayiv Oof is not Min HaTorah. So here the Gemara pulls a fast one. And the Gemara says that Ein HaChanami, the Rabbanan might disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Actually, if you walked into a Beis HaMedrash 300 years ago, and you would ask whether there's any difference between cooking meat and milk together. Probably most of the Talmidei Chachamim there would tell you that there's no difference between the two. Rabbi Akiva stood up and Rabbi Akiva disagreed. And Rabbi Akiva won the day as far as that's concerned. So that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. That's the first explanation. In a Chanami, the Mishnah called Kol HaBasar is the Das Rabbanan, and we paskin like the Das Yachar of Rabbi Akiva. Very fascinating in of itself. Ultimately, Rav Ashi learns differently. Rav Ashi says that our Mishnah could also go according to Rabbi Akiva, and Kol HaBasar means on a level of Derabbanan, not a level of Darais. And that makes sense. The Rabbanan, when they teach something, could be teaching on a level of Derabbanan. They don't have to be teaching on a level of Darais. Now, how we paskin is not pashut at all. It's not pashut at all. If you take a look, until Halacha L'maisa, if you take a look in Tosas on, well, Halacha L'maisa, I would say it's pretty straightforward, but there are some surprises. But going back to the Rishonim on the Tosas on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis Dibra Maskel Of, when we were doing Chaburis in Chulin, we went through the sugya well. Now we won't be able to. But Tosas over there in Dibra Maskel Of says that we paskin like the Rabbanan who hold that, and that would fit a simple reading of the Mishnah, and that is that the Rabbanan hold that Of Bechalav is going to be an Isser D'oraisa. That's the Shita of the Bali Tosis. However, what carries the day by us generally is the Tur and the Rambam, and both the Tur and the Rambam are not that way. Both the Tur and the Rambam paskin that when it comes to the other meat, it would not be an Isser D'oraisa, it would only be an Isser D'rabbanan. So we have in Sif Beis in the Tur, where he said, in Sif Gimel, excuse me, Ve'ena Noeg El B'Torah, Kikom Sar Behem Torah, Bechol Behem Torah, El Besar Torah, Bechol Behem Tmeo, Besar Tmeo, Bechol of Torah, Ubasar Chai Va'of, Afil Bechel of Torah, Eino El Med Rabbanon, Umutter Bebishal Bahana. So there are two Chidushim over here in the Tur. Chidushim from the perspective of some Rishonim. And that is number one, he says that it doesn't apply to Daraisa, to chicken. Chicken would be mutter min ha-tayra. And number two, if it's asa mid rabbanan, then it's mutter bebishul bahana. Those are two separate points that we're going to focus on both of them. So that's how the Torah and the Rambam both paskin. Shulchan Aruch, that's how we paskin as well. The reason why this tosis has been forgotten is because almost all the shitas go in one direction, with Rabosai some exceptions. It's not absolute. So we have the conclusion of Sif Gimel. I read it in the Torah, so I'll just read the concluding words in the Shulchan Aruch. Ubasa chai v'of afil b'chol av Torah, mutter b'bishol v'ana, v'af b'achilo eina yisra elamid rabbanan, aval dogim v'chad gavim, the halacha is that ein b'am yisra afil mid rabbanan. The already, in terms of poskim, so the Shach and Sif Dalid quotes the Marshal. The Marshal points out the Tosis that we made reference to, and that he holds that Pasach Chayva Of B'Cholav is D'Oraisa. The Shach feels strongly we don't pass like this Tosis on many accounts. And therefore, almost this Tosos was entirely forgotten. So it's a question of how you read the Gemara of Lechol Basar Ugvina Bafi Korion. How do you read that Gemara in Kuftal and Mabez? And most of the Poskei Halacha paskin that Basar Of Bechalav is only Midrabanan. Interestingly, Rav Nevensal told me that he thought that Bnei Torah should be Choshesh for the Sheet of the Bali Tosos, which is which was quite surprising. To me, and others, every once in a while, when we've been discussing chicken and milk together, Rav Nevensal will always remind me that the Bali Tosis are machmir and hold that it's d'oraisa. So in cases of sveikos, my guess is that Rav Nevensal for himself and passing for himself, he would be machmir on safek of b'chalav to be choshish for that sheet. That's not standard psak. I have to be. I'm very careful because he himself is careful. That even though I like to quote Rav Nevensal shitas, not all of them are the standard shitas. And often Rav Nevensal himself, when he will paskin a shayla, I've seen this many a time that he'll be makel, but even though he himself is personally machmir. So he did think that was one of those things that was right for people to be machmir for. Okay. Now, the Rajba on that Mishnah, which I put in your in the WhatsApp group, take a look at the Rajba, how he describes the Mishnah. Right in the opening words of Perek Kol HaBasar, the Rajba begins, Kol HaBasar Asar Levashel B'Chalav, Lishna Dekranakit, Dichsiv Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo, V'Asar Levashel V'Asar Lechol Ka'omar. And the Mishnah is saying that it's asr to cook as well as it is to eat. So the Rajba in his opening lines is doing two things in his Chidushim. Number one is he's answering why the expression levashel is being used. He says levashel, he says, means also lechel. And yet we use the term levashel because Lo sevashel gedi bechalev imo, because that's the lashon hakra, and we spoke about that last time. And then he says va'asa levashel va'asa lechol kamar, and therefore, whenever the Mishnah is saying asa levashel, it means Asa le'echol as well. Now, Rabot said, let's do some math over here, some basic math. So, according to the Maskanas HaGemara, Kol HaBosar Asa le'vashel b'chalav, that Maskanas HaGemara is telling us the Isser Dirabbanan, according to Ruba Rishon, according to Rambam and Tur, is telling us that all basar is asar, some doraisa, cow's meat is doraisa, chicken is going to be asar midrabbanan. So what emerges then is the asar levashel, asar lechol kamar. What comes out is that it's asar to cook and it's asar to eat, which means that the Rajba disagrees with our psak halacha that we just had. And he understands that when it comes to the Isser Bishul, there still is in Isser Bishul, even by Of B'chalav. There's still going to be an Isser Bishul. Okay. Now, the Rambam does not pass in that way. If you take a look in the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Halacha Dalid, I think I might have photocopied that for you. But the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Dalid does not pass in that way. And that's where we have the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That the Shulchan Aruch says no, that if we're talking about basar of b'chalav, it's only going to be derabbanan. I just want to emphasize that's going to be mutter when we're dealing with the derabbanan. Just want to emphasize that the simple pshat is not like the Rambam. The simple pshat is that from the Mishnayos and the Gemara is that of b'chalav would not be mutter. So where did the Rambam get that from? So the Magen Mishnah actually takes our svara from last time and he puts it on steroids. The Magen Mishnah says that when the Mishnah says Aser Levashel, it means Lechol. Wow, what a Magen Mishnah. When it says Aser Levashel, because it's so wild, I'm going to look for that Rambam. There we go. So the Magen Mishnah in Perek Tes Halacha Dalid. He quotes the Gemara, "Umefarish Rabbeinu, dahai levashol lechol v'lishna dekranakit, dei bebishol b'lo achila lo nesru chayiv of afil medivreim, shelo asra asam ela b'achila belvad." He says that there isn't an iser bishol. Now the Rajah is going to turn back, and the Rajah is going to say meichitesi. No, there is, but the Magen Mishnah learns that you're going to have to be madchik the lashon haMishnah that kol basar asa levashel is talking in regards to eating. That's the shita of the Magen Mishnah. Okay, bottom line is that we paskin like this Havana. Bottom line is that we paskin this way. So that's a kula. We have a bunch of kulas over here. Number one, the Bali tells us we're machan basof b'chalav. Number two, in regards to bishul. So we paskin like a lot of kulas. Another kula that we paskin in regards to dirabbanans is what the Taz objects to the psak in Sifkatan Aleph. Already the shach, the Taz alludes to this. We learn Kasa Batarla Sivashel and She'ena Asar Bin HaTorah. If it's not Asar Bin HaTorah, Mutar Bana, then it's automatically Mutar Bana. So the Taz says in Sifkatan Aleph, Marshal Cholik Alzen. The Marshal is Cholik. The way Rav Miller explained the Shita of the Marshal is that bepashtus called the tikkun derabbanan kein daraisa tikkun, that it would be mistaber that if basar, the whole gzeira of of is atu besar behema, so then it's mistaber that they would extend that not only to achila as well as to hana, and the shach though defends the shach in sifkatan beis points out that there are many cholkim, and then he says. And he points out that even the Bach claims that even the Rambam holds that Basar of B'chalav is Asar Bahana Midrabbanan. And this is going to get into the Nekuda Nifla, that in general, Achila and Hana go hand in hand. V'kach Kosa HaMardachi. However, he says that the Mardachi in Perikei Ma'amidim is Mekel. What? How's he Mekel? The Mardachi in a case of Maimid. Maimid is Asar Midrabbanan. We're going to discuss that. He says that since it's Kvisha, then it's not going to be Asar Bahana. That's what That's what the Mardukhi says. So Rabbi Akiva Eger and Sifkatan Beis, it's a glorious Rabbi Akiva Eger. I would encourage you to do it, maybe to wait till after you do the Simmon, but because of our time frame in the yeshiva, I'm not able to do it every Rabbi Akiva Eger, but it's a glorious Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Sifkatan Beis brings many rayas that Rishonim disagree, that there's really no good makar that says that Basar Of Bechalav is mutter, except from a throwaway line in a Mardukhi. And that's how Rabbi Akiva Eger, he proves that the Rimigash did not hold this way, and that we saw that the Bach says that the Rambam didn't hold this way. And so he says the Das Yachid of the Mardukhi. So Rav Miller Shlita concluded the Einachanami. We passing like this that's what comes out from Shulchan Aruch, it's Beferish. Now here's a case of where we're passing like a Das Yachid. I am happy to report that I found it's not only a Das Yachid. If you take a look at the Darche Moshe, if you do the math in the Darche Moshe, let's take a look at the Darche Moshe in Sifkaton Aleph. He says, B'morchi perkei ma'amidin, yesh l'chiyach, dim netza basa v'chal, dim licha yidei kov, shedavka b'chil asa v'lo ba'ano. V'yesh dochin, hilkach ha'mater ba'ano, ein mochin b'yodah. So the Mardukhi says, yesh l'chiyach, and he says not to, even the Mardukhi himself is not so enthusiastic about the heter. But then the Darche Moshe goes on. He says, quotes the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam doesn't mention Hana as being mutter. The cause of the Yesh Osen Basar of Bechala Bana, Afagav Shudu Rabbanan, Ulekaman Pasak Atur Deshari, Bechain cause of Ha'aruch, Shekhold Arishim Midu Rabbanan, Mutter Bana. The cause of Marival, Ein Ma'arvi Maim Shudhu Bokar Shal Basar, and Maim Shudhu Bokar Shal Chalav. Felitin Osen Lefne, Behemto, to have a Basar Chalav, Asar Bana. So this is one of the Chumras that Natan was referring to, that if you have a water that is both, that has meat and milk together, then you have to be concerned for Hana. Because of Isser V'Heter, the Ein Lakbi Kulei Hai. But the Isser V'Heter says that you don't have to be so machmir. Now, if you understand that the Rama over here was making an equation between Basar Of and the din of this, the water that's together, what would the equation be? Both of them being Isurei Durabanan. And he says that the Isser V'Heter says that it's a Machmir Tavol of Bracha. So then it would sound like that what's going on is I did find another friend to the Mardukhi I just didn't have to go very far. All I have to do is the Darkei Moshe. That the Rav Miller's Lashon, if I recall correctly, was that it's a Das Yachid. It might not be Mamish a Das Yachid. It might be the most Rishonim hold that way. But we already see again from this Isser V'Heter. Again, what do we see? That if you have a Chshash of Kavush, right? When there's an Isser D'Rabbanan, are you allowed, or let's say you know it was Kavush. Let's say it's a case that you know. Ein Echanami, this Isser V'Heter, you don't know. But let's say even if you knew that it was Kavush, so he says you don't have to be Machmir not to give it in front of the animals. Why? Presumably, the dimion of the Darche Moshe is, the dimion over here is, that we're talking about Isurei Drabbanan, and Isurei Drabbanan, you don't have to be so machmir not to give it to your animals. Why? Because you're not eating it. You're giving it to animals and giving Hana? This might be another makar that when it comes to Isurei Drabbanan, we're makil on Hana. So the Rama himself might be of that sheet. Yes, Natan?
I understand the Havim Massage. The Rikide Eger is just challenging. The Marathai brings a Raya to his shita from the Mam and Sugya.
Right.
Rikive Eger just goes through all the different shatim of the Sugya and is dope for them.
Right.
But it's not clear that that's the Raya of the Rambam. And
right.
Even the Mordechai, as you pointed out, says even Yesh Dope and the Raya, not the
right.
Rest, I think.
Right.
And the Shach also brings like five different Rishonim who will hold this way. So I don't understand how many so much. The Shach starts out by saying everyone holds like this way. There's just a Bach who understands the Rambam differently than everyone else.
Right.
So, even if we're dope at the Mordechai, there still seems to be tons and tons of Rishonim.
I don't know if there's tons and tons. We're going to have to, in other words, you're saying, he quotes HaGozah Shri from the Or Zeruah.
He quotes the Isser V'Heter.
Right, the Isser V'Heter might be also this Isser V'Heter.
And he quotes the
Sefer HaChinuch, that wasn't so Mukhruch. Okay, Eina Chanami. I think Talmidim in the past have made that point to me as well. I'm a Kabbal. The way Rav Miller presented it is he pointed out that the primary Shita is the Mardukhi, and that Rabbi Akiva Eger is not into that at all.
Sorry, it doesn't sound like the Shach definitely didn't think that. The Mardukhi
right.
Is like a throw-in at the end.
Okay. I'm a Kabbal your point. Either way, we also show that the Isser Veheter holds that way. But I'm mekabel, you're right, that the Shach seems to definitely be sympathetic to that Shita, even though Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't like it. Okay, I'm mekabel. All right, now let's go through a couple more points of Kavush that come up in Sif Aleph, and then and continue on. We mentioned that Kavush is Asar Midrabanan, and therefore Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that if you have someone who soaks and then heats up the Basar B'chalav afterwards, that's going to be an Isur D'oraisa of Bishul Basar B'chalav. What about being soaking Basar B'chalav to give to a goy? To give to a goy. So if you take a look, in even though we saw that Kavush is going to be Mutar Ba'na Halach L'maisa, so Rabbi Akiva Eger at the end of Sif Katan Gimel says, V'ligrom kein bi'adayim, let's say you're causing basar b'chalav by mixing it together and to get hana from it, in other words, to give to a guy, so then in such a case, I am b'minchas Yaakov, and the minchas Yaakov is machmir. He says that one should not do that. Now, to understand exactly why that's problematic, we'll wait for Monday, but it seems that even though it's mutar b'hana, but to initiate a scenario of basar b'chalav and then get hana, that would be problematic according to some. I did find that the Sefer Pri Toar is Mekel and Tzadi Aleph Yud Zayin, he's Mekel, so that's a machlokas. Not everybody agrees that that's a problem, and we will talk a little bit more about being gorim basar b'chalav and hana. So that's a machlokas. So the nafkamina would be a Jew who has some type of business where he's creating basar b'chalav and he's getting hana from it. But he's creating basar b'chalav not through bishul, but through kavush. Now, kavush is pretty common. If you take a look in the group, I shared with you a great example from our chief rabbi, from Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Shlita. So he gives an example that actually comes up. He describes if you have milk, that what sometimes happens is most of us have our vegetables on the bottom part of the fridge, and the milk is often on the upper parts of the fridge. So what happens if you realize that, this has happened to me, that you realize that the milk spilled and it leaked into the vegetable drawer? So in such a case, Rav Yosef points out, then if it's been sitting there for 24 hours, it's kavush. By the way, that is the shaila that I think most housewives miss the most. Because intuitively, we always say to ourselves, if it wasn't hot, it's going to be mutter. So Baruch Hashem, it's only Durabanan, and it's not Duraisa. But nevertheless, that's a shiloh that we often miss. And therefore, halach lemaisa, what would come out is if you have these cucumbers that are sitting over there in milk that's been sitting there for 24 hours, they'd be milchiks, and it would be usher to eat with meat. On the other hand, Rav Yosef points out that if you had a shiloh, we paskin that kavush is going to be Durabanan, and therefore any shailas of Safek Kavush is definitely going to be mutter. What happens if a kli absorbed milk through Kavush, or absorbed Basar B'chalav through Kavush? So we all know that if you've heated up Basar B'chalav in a pot, so then it has tam Basar B'chalav, and then if you cook within 24 hours, it will create an Isur D'oraisa. What happens if it had absorbed the taste, but absorbed through kavush? So that the Prima Gadim discusses in that long, long Prima Gadim that we've already made reference to in Aleph, in Dibar Maskel, Hakder, and by me it's a separate Dibar Maskel, it's towards the end, right before Beis. Beis has Hakdera Shlishis, and then we have Hakdera Shenis. Hakdera Shenis, another example of Hakdera, Sheyakavush Chalav Me'es La'es, you had milk soaking from Es La'es, U'bishlo B'sar Behema, Aser Bana, after Bola Hakdera Yidei Kvisha Mabekach. Who cares how the pot absorbed, the dish absorbed the milk? Who cares whether it's you cooked milk inside or you were kovesh? Halo polta achakach alidei bishul. So again, the case is you have milk soaking for 24 hours in a dish. So then it's absorbed. And if you cook the dish, the physical dish, with meat, so then in such a case, you've created basar b'chalav d'oraisa. That's what the Prima Gadim describes. Now, this doesn't exist in my Shulchan Aruch, but in your Shulchan Aruch, you have, I put in the WhatsApp group, I was so excited about this because I just found it this summer as I was preparing to learn with you. In the newest Shulchan Aruch Behir, I think you have it, Natan, and in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, I used to use the old Shulchan Aruch Behir, it's not in it, and in this Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Ben Arsh and I used the same. This was the brand new Shulchan Aruch when we were in Smicha. So once you get used to it, that becomes, it's very hard to adjust to any other Shulchan Aruch. So if you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in your new edition, I jot on the side, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says as follows: Nira be'enai de lo pashut, the yesh lamar aidei kvishas hachalav lo bala kli kilin de tera bala kemoshe kasva darke moshe. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that he's not convinced you have to be machmer in such a case. We've had a bunch of chumras of Rabbi Kiva Eger, so now we finally get a cooler. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if it's been absorbed by the kli, the milk is absorbed by the kli, so we're going to learn that there's a difference in terms of the poignancy of the isur if it's absorbed by tera or by isura. And that we're gonna have to discuss. Correct. That's the premise of Nat Bar Nat as well. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this: since the milk through kvisha is only absorbed betera bala, so he thinks you could be more meikel. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger is obviously making the following assumption: every time a kli absorbs the milk, it's always betera bala. First of all, v'ameivin yavin, could be Rabbi Kiva Eger's understand the din hatera bala as a metzius tikadin, because he's saying that since b'metzius there's less of a poignant blia when it's from kvisha as opposed to when it's done through heat. So then in such a case, when it comes out, there's not going to be the same, if it's hetera bala, for some reason hetera bala is less poignant. How you, Amir Tzashem, will, I hope before Pesach, we'll do Hagolas Kalim. It's a good time to do Hagolas Kalim. And so then we'll discuss, spend a lot of time, it's beautiful, lamdus, on hetera bala and isura bala. But however you explain exactly the way it works, I think even you could, it could be Rabbi Akiva Eger is really taking sides and not looking at a Tera Bala and Isura Bala as conceptual as both Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Ozner, a very different type of Talmidei Chacham, both of them. Rav Ozner in his Tshuvas, by the way, almost says everything that Rav Soloveitchik said in Lamdus and a Tera Bala Isura Bala, V'amevin Yavin. And Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be looking at it in a practical way. So therefore, Hayotze Min Dvareinu, what emerges is as follows. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the tam that went in is weaker, therefore the tam is going to go out is weaker, and since the tam that's going to go out is weaker, it will not create Basar B'chalav. Yes, Zaki?
Isn't it, not right now, we have a kind of tam shein isur, even though it's not barnat, it's right away it mixes with the meat right away.
So right. This is not barnat. This is not barnat. This is not the heter of not barnat. But you're right, not barnat is similar. That we do differentiate between Heter and Yisur. That's the only thing I'm a Kabbal from the Dimyut.
So what's not the point of Kiva
Eger? Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying as follows. He's saying that he's making an assumption that the Kvisha is not the same level of intensity. Since it's not the same level of intensity, so then you're when it goes in, because it's only Kavush, it's not Bishul, so when it goes out and into the meat, you're not going to have enough milk, enough tam nechalav, to make the milk asr. And I agree with you, it's a little bit of a mechudishtik way of looking at hetera bala. Or less, I would say it this way, it's more of a pragmatic way of looking at hetera bala as opposed to a conceptual way. Yeah?
Does Rabbi think the prima donna is dafka, the mitzias is that there's chalav balua with basr ben? What do you think that lehefech would also be an issue or not?
What would your lehefech be?
You have basr balua and chalav ben, meaning basr, I think.
You cooked meat inside of a pot. Is that what you're talking about?
Let's say you did kavush with basar and like water in a pot.
Okay.
So you didn't cook kavush.
Okay. Right. So it's just the inverse. You're taking out the chalav and you're doing the kavush inside of a pot. I don't see why there would be a difference in the halacha. Okay. I don't see why.
Unless I thought maybe you should call it that.
That what?
If that. Depending on what you think about Leos by Basar Chalav, but that maybe Basar needs to be the end for Basar Chalav. But Chalav might be a din in like Nosin Kam.
Oh, I see what you're saying. What Natan is raising is, wait, but we do know, and we have examples of Basar Chalav being created by the Tam Basar going into Chalav. We do have examples of that. Even that Gemara Daf Kufchas, we talk about Yorah Roseches of Chalav. So I'm not sure why, you know, you could have, you'll have Tam Basar that gives off its Tam into Chal, into the liquid. So I, as far as I know, I wouldn't differentiate between.
But is that Tam from a Bliya Gakli or a Bliya? So,
but the point is that I don't know of any difference in going in either direction. So you're right, it's not the same case. It's not a Bliya from Kli in that Gemara.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we see that it goes equally in both directions. So I have no reason to believe that you would be mechalek now in the Prima Gadim's case, even though he's talking about a different seer.
Just because Bliya the Ochel might still be Ben, while Bliya the Kli is Adin Balul.
Bliya Be'ochel being that you have a
when the time
is going into
Ochel, it still might have. I mean, I've seen people make that hill just like Abbe to explain why there would be no bus with all about Bliya specifically in general.
Uh-huh. Okay. So according to those, according to those shitas, maybe then. Okay.
Right.
I wasn't assuming necessarily like those shitas. Okay.
So just pull it off.
Yeah.
I think kvisha is also called plata.
Kvisha. Kvisha will cause a pot to absorb. That's right.
Spit out. Like if you.
And that's the diun. Does that have? It definitely will spit out. But does it have enough poignancy? Does the kvisha alone have enough poignancy to create that? To create that phenomenon.
If you put milk in a pot, put milk in a meat pot for 24 hours, we're going to say that the pot was pola.
That's right. It was bolea.
Bolea and pola.
Now itself. If you put milk in a pot and it soaks, so now you have a pot of basar v'chalav. Now you can have a pot of basar v'chalav.
But the chalav is aser?
And in such a case, then the chalav will also be aser. Correct. You'll have a pot of basar v'chalav midrabanan, and it'll be, yeah, in both directions. Okay. Now, the Shach raises an interesting question in Sifkat and Gimel about what we just learned. We saw that Basar Tahora, let's take a look at the Lashon of the Mechaber again. Basar Tahora b'chalav tmeh, or Basar tmeh b'chalav Tahora, mutarim b'bishul v'ana, it's mutar b'bishul v'ana. So the Shach quotes a Beis Yosef with a kasha, and he says, "V'kasav a Beis Yosef shaloshav shein mechuvet. Da mashikasav einam elamid rabbanon lo matzikai elachay va'of bechalav tahora." He says, "It's not true that this is going to be mutter minatora and only osamid rabbanon in a case of regular meat, because even if we're talking about meat and milk, that doesn't create nisav daraisa because one of them is tamei." Lo ashkachon she'asru chacham b'achil mishum basar chalav, v'gam lo hayi inyin leso medivreim acher shekvar hu asar v'omei min haTorah mishum basar tamei o chalav tamei. L'kach tikein kan haloshen v'yafik even. So what does the Shulchan Aruch write? The Shulchan Aruch writes, he says, mutarim b'bishul ubana. He says it's going to be mutar. In other words, he doesn't even say that it's going to be aser ba'achila, because it's not even aser ba'achila. Why? Because it was already aser out psar tameya. In other words, there's no new din derabbanan. It's already aser. Ella, but the Bach gave an interesting pshat. Ella shabach hisigalo pir shtatur asla sheminan de kol makom midrabban aser mishon baser b'chal. Here's the chakira. The chakira is when you have basar tmeya that's mixed with chalav. Do we say that there was an added din de rabbanon of an isra achila that was added to it? Okay, you might have thought that there's bishul anana, and the Shulchan Aruch only says bishul anana, and the Beis Yosef deals with those who say that's aser mid rabbanon. It's not a new din de rabbanon. Why would you add a new din de rabbanon? It's already aser. So the Bach comes along, and the Bach says, no, there's a reason to add that Satsam Midrabanan. He says, why? Because of the din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. That now it's Basar B'chalav Midrabanan, that if it falls into another pot, as we described yesterday, last time, so then we saw that Chaticha Nasas Nevela creates a din in which the milk and the meat is going to be usur, not only in terms of the amount of taste of isur that it gives off, but you have to be mishayer keneged kol achaticha. So the example of that would be, what happens if you had chalav tmeya that fell on top of besar tahor, and then it falls into another pot. So if you have a little bit of chalav tmeya, it's going to be very easy to be mevatel to the rest of the pot. But if you're going to say it's basar b'chalav midrabanan, and we say chanan even by surei durabanan, so then in such a case, then it's going to aser the entire pot. So that's the teretz that the Bach gives, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch, as the Shach points out, only said it's mutter b'bishul ba'ana, and he never said that it's even basar b'chal midrabanan. So fascinating chakira. When you have something that's already aser out b'achilav because of Tmeya, does it also become a Cheftza Basar B'chalav? So Bach assumes yes, and the Shach comes along and he says no. The Shach continues in Sif Gimel, he says, Afi ani is daiti, ze eino. Devada lashkam b'shum duchtav gam la mishtam et chad pasim lifchav. B'chim, b'gam et pirish rashi aran. Mashma lehedya, de lesbu isa b'shum basar b'chalav. Klal, and the nafkamina is going to be the nafkamina that I gave you before. Another nafkamina, by the way, taking our first shear, would be chaticha ruya l'skabed. Is there a problem now of chaticha ruya l'skabed? If we say that becomes basar b'chalav, so then basar b'chalav is an isra atzmi, so that would be l'chura another nafkamina. I don't recall if the Shach mentions that. Oh yeah, he does. At the end of the Sif, at the end of the Sif Katan, he spells out also chaticha ruya l'skabed as well. So then that would be another nafkamina. Okay. Now we get into probably the most dramatic sugya in all of Simen Pei Zayin, and that's the sugya of the Nekuda Nifla. Here, the Dogla Mervava brings up the famous Rambam. I shared with you the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. I want to throw out some things, Lahagdil Torah L'Adira, for you to think about, because this is one of the most fascinating sugyas in probably in all of Isser V'Heter. But let's do Pasha Pshat, let's go through the Dogla Mervava well, and discuss the Halacha L'Maisa. So we learned over here that if you have Besar Behema Tmeya, that if it's mixed with Chalav, so then in such a case, that's not going to be an Isser D'Araisa. What happens if you have the following instance? Ubesar Nevela V'chein Chalav. Let's just spell out Pasha Pshat. I think the first time I learned this, I didn't spell this out for myself. Pasha Pshat. If we're talking about Besar Behema Tmeya with Chalav, so then in such a case, the only Shaila that we have are the Shaila of the Isur D'Oraisa, of the Besar Behema Tmeya, with Chalav, whether there's an added Isur Bishul or whether there is an added Isur Hana, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that there is no added Bishul and Hana, when we're talking about something that's only asur midrabanan. Okay. That's the shaila that the Shulchan Aruch is dealing with. Now, the Noda Behuda points out in the Dogla Mervava that the Rambam introduced a new shaila that really Shulchan Aruch entirely ignores. And that is, what happens if I do have an added level of Isser Basar B'Chalav over here, but the only added level is an Isser Hana, and not in Isra Achila. In other words, when it comes to Besar Behema Tmeya, there is no issue min HaTorah of Basar B'Chalav, because the Torah says, Lo Savashu Gidi B'Chalev Imo. But when we have Besar Nevela, so now we have Basar, that's already Usar to eat, okay? And it's being added with milk, so maybe you would say the same thing. There's no new added Isser and Zehu. But there's one component that's new. What's the new component? The new component is that Basar B'Chalav has an Isser Hana, not just an Isser Achila. So what happens if you have the rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, similar to Besar Behema Tmeya, could have been an example of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, right? Because there's already Asr Al Besar Behema Tmeya. And here in this case, you have Besar Nevela, where you have Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, because it's already Asr. But on the other hand, you have a new Isser of Basar B'Chalav, not in terms of Achila, but in terms of Hana. So let's take a look at Dogma Vavah and Alf. Besar Nevela V'chein Chelev Asla V'Asha B'Chalav Min HaTorah V'lo Kal Bishulav. Avo B'Achila Ein Bo Isser Basar B'Chalav. But For achila, there is no. V'cholzem avur b'rambam. V'amnam im huhasar ba'ana, einam avur b'divrei Rambam. So the Rambam clearly says that there is no new iser achila basa b'chalav. Why? Because there is no new iser of achila. It's already aser. But what about the fact that it's now aser b'ana? So here's the chakira. The chakira is, if you have something that's already aser b'achila, and you add a new iser, in this case being basar b'chalav, which is aser b'ana, do we still say ein iser chal iser? So the Dogma Ravah continues, al pirsha mishnayis b'krisus, it's in your group, I copied it for you because I'd like to go through it inside shortly. The Rambam says, yesh ochal achila achas, mavur sham, she'ena aser b'ana. The Rambam has a beautiful diuk in the Mishnah Krisus, which we'll leave. That the Rambam there says that the halacha is that it's not considered a new iser, and therefore, let's first speak in practical terms and then in conceptual terms. Very, very practical terms. Dog food. Often dog food will be made from nevela. Do you have to be concerned that the dog food was mixed with milk? And then it would be aser b'ana to give to your dog. Or do you say no? That since the dog food was ready aser b'achila because it's nevela, we say ein iser chalal iser. And if it's ein iser chalal iser, then there isn't going to be an iser b'ana. So the Rambam, the Nekuda Nifla, says we say ein iser chalal iser. The fact that there was an added iser of ana is insignificant. Now let's see the Rambam's holy words in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Krisus. And the Rambam explains it beautifully. V'yesh v'dvareinu eila nekuda nefla ne'ir alel. Fi shehu mafteach l'inyonim achayim, noisif l'fi ma sheyesh bo meduya ka'inyin. V'hu mina yudua, shebasa b'chalav asa b'ana, v'achalav derech mashal, mutar b'ana, achelev, excuse me, derech mashal, butar b'ana, yev chelev wiz mutar b'ana. V'im bishlo hachalav b'chelev, the Rambam starts out and he says it's mistaber that should be an iser mosif. And the no debut that has a tosos that seems to say that you are being emosif. He says, Kamosha Marnu kan, like we say in Krisus, Bechelev Kotshim, Vechaivu alachilasom mi'ila, machlashinosipo iser ana. That if you add cholov to chelev kotshim, you add an iser ana. Vachuva lekach, Shebasa becholov lo nesar bahana. Ela machmas she'asar akos of achilasa. Lufi akal shebiyarim shekol shenesar ba'achila nesar lehenos achi yifarit l'cho achosav. The Rambam makes reference, and he says this earlier in his Pirush HaMishnayis, to the din of Rabbi Avo in Psachim in the second parak. Rabbi Avo darshins, loy soichlu, kol mokam shenemar esar achila, echad isar achila ve'echad isar hana b'mashma. That the word achila also connotates hana. So therefore, the Rambam says as follows. What are the Rambam's words over here? He says, "Shekol shenesar b'achila neser lehenos bo, ve'ein bo pasul ka'asar achila so pasul ka'asar lehenos bo, el shnei advar miyachad heim iser basa b'chalav." See, the Rambam says there isn't a separate pasuk that asers achila and a separate pasuk that asers hana, but rather it's governed by the same rule of Rabbi Avo, and that is that when you have an iser achila, automatically an iser hana is going to come along with it. And then he says, "Beferish, v'kimin shemaru ein iser chalis, so afichach lo yachol iser basa b'chalav al iser nevela." So there's nothing new that's being added to the Isser Nevela. Why? Because the Isser Basa Bechalav is an Isser Achila. And the Hana is just an extension of that Isser Achila. That's what the Rambam writes. In terms of how we paskin, so Rav Ganak, who was the first one to teach me Isser Veheter, so he said the OU is Machmir. The OU will be Machmir. The OU will not, will be Noeg. That when it comes to the dinim of the Nekuda Nefla, that to be choshesh for the sheet of the Bali Tosas. We'll see shortly in the Pischei Tshuva where that comes from, because the Dogma Mervava is entirely Mekel. he is entirely Mekel. We'll see in the Pisachei Tshuva where that comes from. Just to throw out to the Beis Medrash that our learning shouldn't just be dry halacha, just to throw out to the Beis Medrash, I took a picture of the Sefer HaMitzvahs as well. In the Rambam repeats the Nekuda Nefla in the Isser of Losav Ashel Gediba Chalei Vimo Mitzvah Kuf Pei Vav, and he goes on quite a bit in it, and he says as follows. He says, "Ubikan roi li she'ermas al shorish gadol shel lo kadam li zichra." I'm going to tell you a chiddush that no one has said before. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he says, we know that Chazal Darshan lo sevashal gedi b'chalevi mo echad isra achilev echad isra ano v'echad isra bishul mashma ulemakshe sheyikshe. And those who are going to ask, v'ye'omer le'eze davar manisa isra achilas isra bishulo shtei mitzvos v'lo simne isra ano. They're going to ask, why did I count a mitzvah of bishul and then count a mitzvah of achila, the isra achila, but not mention an Isra of Ana? There are three different psukim. Says the Rambam, "Hine yeda makshe she Isra Ana ein roi sheim ne mitzvah neyasa, mipnei shehu v'Isra achila inyan echad, shachila min mimine hana." So Rambam says the answer to that question is because they're not two separate isurim. Achila and Ana really go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. They're not separate from each other. They work together. V'amru yisparach b'davar shu lo ye'achal. Amnam hu dimyo mi dimyoni ana. When the Torah says lo ye'achal, it means a type of ana. V'hakavana shu lo ye'heneba lo ba'achila v'lo b'zilasa. When the Torah says nisar achila, it's always including nisar ana. And that's why we're not going to count it as something separate. And then he quotes Rabbi Avos Din from Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. It's striking, there's one difference between the Sefer HaMitzvahs that I've never wrapped my mind around. And that is that the Rambam clearly says Achila and Ana go together. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says that Achila is a form of Hana. And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says that Hana is a form of Achila. In other words, which one is it? When the Torah writes Lo Sochlu, is the Torah, as the Rambam's Lashon Sefer HaMitzvahs, Is it giving us an example of Mine Hana, or the other way around? Is it that the prototype is Achila and Hana is a subcategory of Achila? That I never wrapped my mind around in terms of the Shita Sarama. They're probably Nafkaminos. Years ago I was discussing this with my son who just got married, and I think he had Nafkaminos of those two formulations in the Rambam. Okay. Tov. So that's halacha lemaisa. So in the pista, yes.
Yes. The first, you want to say was the difference between the Rambam's goals. Like one of them is the hara. One of them is the.
Oh, first of all, you're mesameach me that Rav Twersky discussed this. I'm really, really happy. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Last year in Sachin.
Beautiful. Okay. Good. All right. So what did Rav Twersky say? Great.
He wanted to say that
by the way, the halacha shir is going to end now, but yeah, go ahead.
The Isra Hana is that, I mean, he basically wants to say that the Isra Hana is the halacha that emerges from the pasuk, but it's not the definition of achila, and it's not considered mefirsh in the pasuk. So the conceptual sequence is sort of that it starts off that once we accept that there's an Isra achila, only meaning the pasuk says you're not allowed to eat. And then, and only then we derive the Isra Hana from the Midos. Okay. But then, obviously, that assumes you have to first accept the Isra Achila conceptually. But now, once we accept the Isra Achila, and then we derive the Isra Hana, then in Sefer HaMitzvos, the focal point, he's talking about why Isra Hana is not a separate lap. So the Rambam's saying there, Achila and Hana is one Isser, because Achila is also a form of Hana, meaning it's just a form of Hana. He's trying to understand what's mefirsh in the pasuk for Isser Chal Isser purposes. So that he says that it's only taught that the only thing that's mefirsh in the pasuk is Achila, Meaning, so in the first case, so in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he's saying it's mimimine hana, meaning hana like wins out, because conceptually, once we understand there's achila, and then we derive hana, now achila sort of reverts back to being mimimine hana. But it needs to be that conceptual sequence, according to the Rambam. But rhetorically understood.
Right. And
he's not focusing on that. Pirush Mishnayis is only talking about what's mefarish b'kra, nafkamina for Isra Chal Isra or whatever, and that, like, achila sort of wins out.
Right. So in Pirush Mishnayis, the focus is Ein Isra Chal Isra. So clearly the issue is whether it's a form of achila or not, and the answer is no. But in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the question is whether you're counting Hana as a separate mitzvah. And then, so why can't you say then that Hana is a subcategory of Achila? Why? Wouldn't Einachanami, he's doing two different things. But why would that agenda not be explained sufficiently with the exact same formulation in the Pirush HaMishnayis? And say that no, it's because Hana is a form of Achila. So it's a subcategory of Achila.
But it's not, I think he'd say that Hana is not a subcategory of Achila. That's not meaning.
He never said
anytime you have an Isser Achila, you have an Isser Hana. But that only assumes, meaning, the point is that only assumes conceptually that you first have an Isser Achila. But once you have that, then it reverts back to being Mimimine Hana. But you need to first have an Isser Achila in order to do that.
Right, right. Meaning, so what's compelling the Rambam to say that it's a min mimine hana? What compels him to say that?
Because it can't be the opposite.
Achila is lemaisa also a form of hana. Meaning Achila is a form of hana. Achila is just a form of hana. But the only way we got the hana b'chlal, meaning how do we know hana is b'chlal an issue? We have to first accept the fact that Achila is mefarsh b'kra. And only then we accepted that Hana'a was a thing.
Okay, I'm getting a taste of where you're going. I guess I'm gonna.
While Achila is unique, I think there's a lashon of truth. While Achila is unique, I think this is lashon.
Uh-huh.
While Achila is unique, it's also just a form of Hana'a. It's obviously unique because it's the most overt or whatever.
Right, why does the Rambam need to make that point that it's also a form of Hana? That's what I'm missing. Why does the Rambam need to say that? He could have solved both problems in the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Sefer HaMitzvos, in my limited understanding. I know I'm missing something, but he could have. It's not answering for me that part. Why he couldn't use that same argument?
Look forward because it would justify a mitzvah. He's not saying that there shouldn't be a mitzvah for Hana. He's saying Achila is the mitzvah for Hana. So if you say it the Krisis way, so it doesn't justify having a mitzvah for Hana. We'd just be saying, I think it's Cain what's
used. Oh, I see. Okay.
But this, there is a mitzvah for Hana.
Right, okay, right. Very good. I think that's what, okay. Very good. What Natan, this is what you meant, Svi. Okay, good. In other words, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, you need to be explaining why, the Rambam needs to also explain why it's a separate, in the Torah, why is it a separate formulation of Hana? In other words, on the one hand, he's not going to count it as a separate mitzvah, but he can't explain that it's simply a subcategory of Achila because the Torah doesn't understand it that way. And what the Rambam is bothered by in the Sefer HaMitzvos is also why, not just simply why did I not count it as a separate mitzvah Hana, he's also bothered by why did the Torah count it as described as a separate pasuk. And the answer to that question is if you don't have the formulation of Achila, then in such a case, then you're going to need two different psukim, one for Achila and one for Hana. Correct. Okay. I think previously when I was discussing it with the Chevra, that was something similar to what you said. Good. I think it's similar to what you had said. Okay. Let's keep on moving, Rabosai. So we now go on to, we're going to skip the Ramah in regards to Marasai, and that will be our last topic. It stands by itself. But let's continue on with Sif Dalet that's a little bit connected. We'll come back to the Ramah. Says the Mechaber, Asur levashel b'chol of isha, mipnei maris ayin. So one is not allowed to cook with a woman's milk due to maris ayin. V'nafal atol chatav shel batel. And if it falls inside of a dish, then it's going to be batal v'ein tzarach shir. In other words, it's asal chatchila only because of ma'ar sayin, but it doesn't need shir. Can I be matriach somebody to get the Tshuvas HaRajba Chelek Gimel downstairs? Or you have it on the computer?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'll tell you the Mar Makom. I'm not there yet, but I just remembered that
I'll find it.
You have it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Beis Yosef quotes it. Chelek Gimel Simon Reish Nun Zayin. All right. So the Mechaber says that there's an Issur Bishul Bechal of Isha due to Maris Ayin. And because it's only marisayin, just Pashup Chan the Mechaber, because it's marisayin, if the milk falls into the atavshil, so then in such a case, it's not a cheftza of iser, and it won't be aser, because the whole iser is marisayin. In other words, chalav isha is mutter, as the Mechaber describes in Simin Pei Aleph. Chalav isha is mutter, fundamentally, and therefore the iser is only going to be a question of marisayin. Now, the Ramah turns everything on its head, based on this halacha. Says the Rama, "V'niru l'fiza the kol shekein, the asa levash lechatchila b'chal of tmeya, o b'sar tmeya b'chal of tahora, v'dafka b'sar behema avol of the rabbanan ain lachush." Comes along the Rama, and the Rama says, "The Shulchan Aruch therefore made a mistake." In other words, this is a biting remark of the Rama. The Rama is making, the first time I learned it, I didn't understand what he was doing. What the Rama is doing over here is Rama is saying that we just got through in Siv Gimel saying that Psar Behema Tmeya is Mutar Rebishul Ba'ana. So says the Rama, wait a second. If there's Maris Ayin by Cholav Isha and the halacha is that you're not allowed to cook because of Maris Ayin, there's absolutely no reason why that shouldn't apply to Besar Behema Tmeya. And therefore, when the Mechaber Paskins Mutar Bevishul Ba'na, he's simply wrong. That's the statement of the Rama, a biting criticism of the Mechaber. So the Shach attempts to defend the Mechaber, and he does it in two different ways. The first way he does is a very, very simple technical, we're going to see, I would even though argue, very brisker way. And the second way is the Shach in his brilliant Koach HaChidush really turns everything on its head. So let's take a look at his two terutz. Sif Katan Zayin, the Shach, again, we need to explain how could the Mechaber say that Psar Behema Tmeya is Mutter Bebishol if the Mechaber himself says, another Sif later, that Cholav Isha is going to be Aser Marasayim. What should the difference between the two be? By the way, there are some who say that simply Sar Behema Tmeya, the milk, doesn't look as, you don't have that Marasayim, because the milk is a different color. The Shach ultimately says that. We're gonna start off with Pshatim before that. Okay, so says the Shach in Sifkatan Zayin, he says as follows: Lufi das harav de kol shkenu niur tzarach liyashiv had the kasva torah mechaber mutar mebishul from mishnah arukah beper kol abasa umuslan kol apayskim dahein to mutar midina al mishum maris ayin loy mayri. So the Shach says very simply. The Shach says there's tzvei dinim. The mechaber is 100% meduyak. It might not be written in entirely fine Shulchan Aruch form from the Rama's perspective. But maybe the Mechaber never meant to say that there isn't a chashash of marisayin. All the Mechaber meant to say was that it's mutter bidine d'oraisa d'rabbanan to cook, midina. But then there might be another chashash of marisayin. V'nafgamina begavna d'lek l'mecha shemarisayin k'gon l'refu k'yotze bo. And the nafgamina is going to be in the cases that we're mekel on marisayin. When it comes to a chola, there are times that we're mekel on marisayin. And therefore, says the Shach, that's why the Mechaber felt the need to spell out that it's mutter, because he wanted to emphasize that for Maris Ayin, it's only going to be issued because of Maris Ayin, and won't be an independent Isser. And therefore, the Nafkimi will be Refuah. Now, the Rama is probably going to say back to the Mechaber, but at the end of the day, the way in which you structured the halachos, it's not so clear. Because a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that there's no Marasayin by Besar Behema Tmeya, and there is Marasayin by Cholav Isha. as Zaki points out, later on, the Shach says, that could just very well be that when it comes, based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that there's a different color between Chalav, Behemah, Tmeah, and other things. That will only help us for Chalav, it won't necessarily help us with Besar, Behemah, Tmeah, so that's a little bit difficult. So this is Mahalif number one in the Shach, and then he says, Ubezem Yusha Mashiniach Bataras Chatas, Divrei Rashba, Betema, Ayin Sham. He says this would answer, but ultimately the Shach is not happy with his brisker answer, and he says, Achein Divrei Apostle, Shukas Vestama, Mutar Vibishal, Mashma the Film, Mishu Marasayim Lekha. It's not only the Mechaber, he says the Marashal and others never mention Marasayim. So to say that there is an Isra Marasayim, he thinks is not correct. And then the Shach says a chiddush al gabei chiddush. L'kach nira li borer, d'shani asam kivin al kalponim echad mehen asa b'achila, d'vadai b'bish l'chu dey leka mishu marasayim, d'yocho lios shemivash l'tzarech b'fu ha-shar dvarim, v'hai asa l'vash al hainu lecha. So the Shach has two steps over here, quite a Shach. The Shach says, number one, cooking alone is not going to be marasayim. If you walk in to me, cooking, seeing me cooking meat and milk together, and I'm a kosher Jew, you'll be dami lekavskos. Why? Because you'll know that a lot of times milk and meat is only derabbanan, it's not deraisa. For example, you don't know if this meat, especially once upon a time, most meat, even meat that came from that you found by a shochet and by a butcher, half of it was treif meat. It's nowadays that we don't see treif meat in Jewish communities. Once upon a time, by the way, it's not so long ago. I think my mother told me my great-grandfather was killed by the Nazis, Al-Kiddush Hashem. One of the things that he did was, one of my grandfathers was a shochet, but another one was a businessman, and he would buy from the shochetim the non-kosher animals, the animals that weren't geshochtim properly, and would sell it to the Gentiles, would sell kishka to the Gentiles. That was so what I'm bringing out is that in the shtetl there was a lot of non-kosher meat as well. There was there's a reason why once upon a time everybody was learning Hilchos Shechita in the last 20, when I was in Yitzchak Elchanan, we still need Hilchos Shechita as a requirement. That was because 70 years ago it was very, very common. Nachzar l'inyaneinu, the point is, if you see me cooking meat and milk, you won't automatically assume that I'm being over in Isser Basar B'chalav Min HaTorah. What you will assume is that I'm cooking something that's not kosher meat, and there's a reason why I'm doing it. Maybe I'm doing it as the Shach says, for refuah. That's step one. Step number two, and here comes the big chiddush in the Shach. The Shach says, and when it says bishul, it means achila. Take a look at the Shach inside. Al karchach tzarech nami lefarish la'achlam. Okay, I gavna matzimu b'mikru mishnah, da'afke la'achila b'loshem bishol. So he says as follows. When the mechaber says, osur levashlam, what the mechaber means is it's osur to eat. Wow. So therefore, he's saying that the eating is marasayim, but the bishul is not going to be marasayim. So you'll never have marasayim, says the Shach. You're never going to have marasayim because people will be done lekavschus. That's the Shach's tremendous, tremendous chiddush. I asked Natan to pull out the Tshuvas HaRashba. I think that the emes is like the Shach's first teretz. Sure, that'll be great. Thank you. That if you look up the Tshuvas HaRashba himself, the Beis Yosef, again, I didn't have to do any fancy research. All I'm doing is just looking up, thank you, the Beis Yosef's Rashba. The Beis Yosef quoted the Rashba. It's from Simon Reish Nun Zayin. And he says as follows. He says, Mamish, what the Shach just says. He says, I'm looking for this line. Umashe tziu b'sar behema tahora b'hadi chalav tmeah. ubisar tmeya bahadi khalf tora lo dibro ela bkhiv akhilas u bishulo she'ein be'ilu chiv klal lo midivrei tora v'lo midivrei sofrin avo be'isr marisayin lo dibro. That's what the Rajba writes, black and white. The Rajba says that when these Rishonim said that it's mutter, he says it was only talking about the Isra Achil and Bishul. I wasn't talking about Marisayin. So the Beis Yosef wasn't afraid that people were going to get confused. The Beis Yosef wasn't afraid. And Emes Lamito, I would argue, is that the Beis Yosef holds that there is Marisayin also by Besar Behema Tmeya. Versus not. Unless you accept the last tarts of the shach, and you're convinced that the mitzvah is that the meat and milk look differently, and there isn't going to be marasayin. So I just found that the Rajba, that the Beis Yosef is basing himself on, is kamat mefurish, like the shach's first tarts, and then you don't need to use the shach's tremendous chiddush. That comes back to our first shir. And the shach's tremendous chiddush was that bishul means achila. And so you see that, as a collector's item, you do see that the usage of this idea that bishul could mean achila, the shach actually uses halacha lemaisa. But if you're in my heart of hearts, I don't know how Chacham Avadi Zatzal Paskin, by my heart of hearts, I would be slow to be makel for svardim on besar behema tmeya with chalav outs and say that there is no marasayin. In my heart of hearts, I believe that the Beis Yosef going with the Rajba would be Machmir, and he probably figured that someone would spell it out. Although I agree, the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is not that way. But definitely, if you go back to the sources, the Rajba seems to be in that direction. Yeah?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch asks the Shach himself, and so Dalit, when the Shulchan Aruch mentioned the Yisra Marasayan, why is it called Isra Marasayan? He only speaks about Chalav Isha. That's correct.
That's what I was just saying. It's a Pella. Yeah, it's a Pella. But the source of the base, I agree. I leave off with Tzarchim. But to Paskin, like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, when the Rajba himself seems to be Mashman, that's Marasayan, I would be a little bit wary about Paskin when the Rajba himself seems to be. Okay. Now let's go to the Marasayan Sugya, since we've touched on Marasayan. It says the Ramah in Sif Gimel. I apologize, we're going a little bit longer than usual, but this, we're mamish on the cusp of the Marasayan Sugya, so let's go. So says the Ramah, V'nogu lasos chalav mishkedim u'minichem babasar of. Our custom is to make milk, almond milk, and to put it with chicken. Hold ein rak midrabanan, since it's only midrabanan. Al besar behema yesh laniach etzel achalav shkedi mishum marasayin. But if you have besar behema, then you've got a problem, and it's going to be mutter only if you put the almonds next to it. So just pashup shot is that if you, according to the Ramah, if you have an iser derabanan, so then we're not concerned about marasayin. The shach is going to discuss. And if you have an iser deraisa, so we are. And how do you remove marasayin? You remove it by putting the almonds there. Once people see the almonds, they'll see that the milk is almond milk, and then there isn't going to be a problem of maris ayin. So, first of all, the shach doesn't like this. The shach says that there are mekoros that clearly show us that the halacha is that even when it comes to maris ayin, we're machmir for in yisurei d'rabbanan, not even d'oraisa. So let's do the shach out of order. Towards the end of Sifkat and Vav, the shach says, and he gives an example. The halach is you're not allowed to have your cow wearing his bell because it looks like you're going to the market. Now, what's the problem going to the market? The problem going to market is to do business. So it looks like you're heading to the market for business. So there's marasayin even buying iser derabbanan. So the shach says, disagrees with Rama, and this is a big machlokis of poskim of how we're machriya. That the halacha is that when it comes to whether we say that we're choshish for marasayin by isurei derabbanan or not. So here the shach points out that we have beferish gemara. We also have a taisus and ksubis. that says, this gets involved with our shiurim last year, about bone and unplugging a drain, that if the unplugging is only nisir derabanan, nevertheless it's going to be asur, even if it's nisir derabanan, in a case of maris ayin. So that's how the shach concludes. So he has at least two maris mekamos that we see that we have maris ayin even by isur derabanan. So there's a well-known nachlas tzvi over here in the, yeah, in my edition, it's the Yalkut Mefarshim. I don't recall exactly where it is in your edition, but in the Yalkut Mefarshim, the Nachlas Tzvi gives a simple teretz for both of those rayas to defend the Shitas Harama. And to this day, there are different mahalchim in the poskim. So in Dibra Maschel, the Nagu and Nachlas Tzvi, he points out that our Shaila is talking about Bechadre Chadarim. Our Shaila is that the Chazal say that kol makom she'asur chacham mishum maris ayin is asur afilu b'chadrei chadarim. You're not allowed to do it even b'chadrei chadarim. That means that if it's a gzera, and the gzera is a low plug, and the low plug is whether people are going to see you or whether you're quite sure that people are not. That's the general din of maris ayin. And that's the general rule. But the din of b'chadrei chadarim being asur, says Nachlas Tzvi, is only by Yisurei Doraisa, and not Yisurei Derabanan, according to the Rambam. Dahainu. The Gemara in Shabbos was talking about you're going out, everybody sees you. So there, Enechanami, it's a Derabanan. But if everybody sees you, so then in such a case, then it's going to be Aser. But if we're talking about Derabanan, that's Bechadre Chadarim, like the case of a person who is eating in his room. He's not eating in the street. He's not eating in the street. He's eating in his room. So since he's eating in his room, that's Bechadre Chadarim. If it's Bechadre Chadarim, so then in such a case, the Ramah holds you could be Mekel. The case of Ksubis is outside. And since we're talking about a case that's outside, so then in such a case, we're going to be Machmir, even by Yisurei Durabban. That's the Nachlas Tzvi's answer. Adayom Azeh, as I mentioned, there are different shitas. For example, if you take a look, I found the Maram Mokum. When I was learning Hilchos Bein HaMetzarim, I found the Sharet Tzion, and then I opened up my Basar B'chalav. So next time I would learn with you, I would remember it, that I found that the Sharet Tzion in Simen Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph talks about doing laundry for a Gentile's clothes. During Bein HaMetzarim, let's say you're a Jewish launderer and you need Parnassa, but it's not usher to wash a guy's clothing. It's only usher to wash a Jew's clothing. So in such a case, he says that it could very well be that maris ayin b'chadrei chadarim by nisur derabanan is going to be mutter. So this is the Sharet Tzion. Often the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for shitas achronim, but if I recall correctly, the Sharet Tzion quotes the Ramah as opposed to the Shach. In other words, the Ramah with the defense of the Nachlas Tzvi. Also, Lamaisa, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Nevensal that's how we paskin as well, that Bechadrei Chadarim, one could be Mekel. Okay. There is a very famous kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger, not in front of us, but in Simin Samach Vav. In Simin Samach Vav, Sif Tes. Yes, exactly.
What's the Bechadrei Chadarim for us? Like, let's say I have a guest over.
That's a great question. Because the Chura, the Ramah's case isn't necessarily someone who's eating alone.
Nachlas Tzvi says Befer
Shifnei Beso. Befnei Beso. That's all considered. I think. Right. I would imagine it definitely includes the whole family. Guests, is Yesh Lodim Bnei, whether guests would also qualify. Okay, and also we have to discuss halach l'maisa. We have to apply all this. You know, it's bottom line, coffee at the end of the coffee, parva coffee after fleishiks, etc. Make sure I don't finish without discussing that. Sometimes get excited about the svaris. So if you take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger in the end of Simen Samach Vav, Rabbi Akiva Eger deals with another case of maris ayin. In Simen Samach Vav Siftes, he talks about dam tog dogim. If you have fish blood, so it's mutter to eat fish, and it's mutter to eat its blood. In most of your editions, you probably don't have it. I sent it in the WhatsApp group. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, I sent it in the WhatsApp group. So dam dogim afal b'yishum mutter and kofta b'kli asa mishum arasayim. But if it's in a cup, it's not obvious that it came from a fish. So then most blood in the world that's on that's on dry surface, on land, is not from fish. So people might think you're either drinking animal blood or human blood. So therefore, if it's bikli, it's asur mishum marasayim. And what's the heter? So the Mechaber says, l'ficha nikar shu migdagim kon sheish bo kaskasim mutar. If the blood clearly has scales inside, so then in such a case, then it's not marasayim. In other words, the only way to remove it is by having the scales inside. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger thinks that example actually is a kasha on the Ramah, because the Ramah said that you're allowed to put the almond milk next to it, right? But he doesn't require almonds inside. In other words, if you would look at the basar chalav, you don't need a thick almond pieces. That would be quite a chumrah, right? If today the only way it would be mutter is if you had mamish almond pieces. But by fish, you need a little bit of the scales. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he also points out that in the other direction as well, that it's not enough to simply put the scales next to the blood. The scales need to be inside of the blood. Sorry if this is a little gross, but that's halacha goes everywhere. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger rejects the Ramah. He points out that the heter of the Ramah is against this Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not as makel. So our job is to defend the Ramah. Actually, it was sad because I was looking at my notes and I had to change something. Rav Miller Shlita quoted from Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. And in my notes, it's Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Shlita. I had to put in Zatzal. Rav Miller learned by Rav Zalman Nechemia for quite a few years. So in his Yaradeya Shir, Rav Miller said that Rav Zalman Nechemia gave a glorious shir in being miyashi this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he developed, Rav Zalman Nechemia Zatzal developed that there's Tzvei Dinim. This is a pretty well-known yesod. Rav Zalman Nechemia applied it in a few interesting ways. That there's Tzvei Dinim when we're talking about a concern that it looks like you're doing aver. One we call Maris Ayin, and the other we call Chshad. And Maris Ayin and Chshad are two different things. Maris Ayin is a gzera. It's a gzera that goes so far that you would need a bez and a hagadol and menu b'chachol and minyan to remove that gzera Maris Ayin. So the examples that we have on Mishum Maris Ayin, like the Lashon of the Mechaber in by Dagim, it's a dinya de Gemara. It's a dinya de Gemara of Marasayin, so then in such a case, then you would need a bezna gadol menu b'chachma b'minim. And therefore, when it comes to the almond milk, the almond milk is going to be removed by simply removing the chshat. And there is no chshat. If people see almonds already next to it, so then in such a case, it's not going to be removed. In contrast to the kaskasim, it's true that if you put the kaskasim, that would be a heker and there wouldn't be marasayim. But the gzera was that you have to, that dam dogim is usser unless kaskasim are inside. That was the gzera. The gzera wasn't just a marasayim. Now, why they were more machmir in terms of this and never made a gzera marasayim for chalav and basar, that would be an interesting shkedim and chalav. That's an interesting question, but that is the bottom line. Reb Zalman Nechemia pointed out that the makar for this chiluk is the Mishnah Shkalim. The Mishnah Shkalim describes that the gizbar, the Beis Hamikdash, had to be very careful not to handle any of the money because of a yisim nikiyim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. It's a Mishnah Shkalim, and so and there were particular takanas. He's not allowed to have a cuff on his pants and so on, even though there were other ways to remove because in those days people had cuffs, so then that was a way for people to steal. So that comes from the pasuk of Yisim Nikiim Me'ashem Yisrael. That's the din of the chshad that's mavur in the Gemara in Shkola. Another nafkamina between whether it's chshad or marasayin is regards to bracha. That the Plesi says that we don't make a bracha on chshad. Plesi by us said we don't make a bracha of chshad. For example, by Neros Chanukah. So by Neros Chanukah, the halacha is that you need to put your Neros Chanukah on many different doors because someone will be choshed you. But he argues, the Plesi argues, that if the gzera would have been marasayim, then in such a case you make a bracha. We make a bracha on takkanas antakanos midrabana. Another nafkamina is going to be b'chadrei chadarim. The only time b'chadrei chadarim is going to be aser is dafka when it comes to marasayin. But when it comes to chshad, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So basically we're going to take the nachas tzviz you sold and then even expand it and say that in our case we're only talking about chshad. So if we're only talking about chshad, so then in such a case b'chadrei chadarim is mutter. I would imagine that Reb Zalman Nechemiah used this also to answer the shach's question on the Ramah as well, that automatically you only have chshad when people are going to see. So these are a few of the examples that Reb Zalman Nechemiah Zatzal gave to Mimi Asher Rikiva Eger's Kasha. So it's been over the generations, many have attacked the Ramah, but the Ramah has stood the test of time, and the Ramah's Shita is one which is well accepted, and that is that A B'chadrei Chadarim, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter when it comes to shkedim and shkedim of chalav shkedim and of. So then, in such a case, it's going to be mutter even b'chadrei chadarim. And yes, one would have to be machmer to put out the shkedim if we're talking about b'sar behema and chalav. Let's get lemaisa. What about bottom line? What about marasayin in regards to coffee creamer, right? 95% of the coffee that's drunk here in the Kolo is drunk with milk. And every once in a while, you'll have an instance where someone will drink with coffee creamer. So is there a chash of chshad that the person wasn't careful for waiting 6 hours? So the Knesset Gdola points out very simply, and that is that the whole gzer over here is to eat together. With however you formulate, which we're going to have to work on, the whole din of waiting 6 hours or 1 hour, whatever it might be, between meat and milk, there's no language in the Rishonim that there was chshad in such an instance. It's an interesting question, why? Especially in Rav Zalman Nechemiah's formulation, if it's a question of chshad, so maybe there should be chshad also by the Surei Durabana. But it turns out, as we saw, that the Ramah in general is makel by Isurei Durabanan, and of course the Isur Daraisa is only to eat meat and milk together that has tam, basar and chalav. So therefore the Knesset Hagdola says there was no gzera. Yeah.
Yeah, that issue when he was started for, he said that because you can rely on stuffing that no one was going to be there at both moments, both when you're eating and also when you're doing it, and he also says,
even, in other words, let me just add, interrupt you, I'm sorry. In other words, what you're going to, I spelled out that according to Ramah it should be makel anyhow, but you're explaining this, and the Knesset HaGdola and you are both explaining even according to the Shach. Notice, even according to the Shach, that's machmir, amar sayin's derabanans, so you're explaining, go ahead, yeah.
He said that,
right.
Number one, mi yemar, that same person's going to be there both when you ate the meat and now when you're having the creamer.
Right.
So that's like a little shrifa. And then he said, also, even if, this is an interesting story, because he said, even if we'd serve, he was there at both moments, people are not, like, they don't pay so careful attention to what their friends are eating. That's
right. And that would Lechura, the whole chash of the Ramah is that people are paying attention.
He said, in both moments.
In both moments.
So much so that they remember they later, you know, didn't you eat meat before?
Right.
But he said, definitely, when they weren't there, also, then it's just me.
Right, me Amer. Good. Okay. Bottom line is coffee creamer is going to be mutter even if the person was there by both. That's the Knesset Gdol Rei was makel. Margarine. So what about eating margarine, cooking margarine after fleishiks? Rav Nevinsal told me that margarine and those things that are similar to that today is so common that it would be mutter. There wouldn't be any chshad. There's room to argue that the same would apply even with creamer as well. In other words, the question is, I think when I asked Rav Nevinsal this, he gave me an I don't know. The two people I've heard I don't know the most from in my life are Rav Schechter and Rav Nevinsal. It's people that know the most, they're the ones who say I don't know the most. So I don't think he went so far as creamer during the meal, but margarine, he said clearly there is no chshad anymore. It will be an interesting question. What happens if a person wants to have coffee with creamer during the meal? The Knesset HaGdola doesn't cover that heter. There might be enough of an argument today, especially almond milk is becoming more and more popular, and creamer is extremely common, but I would be no to the chumrah unless I found someone who, a great posek, already said that it's that's mutter. So during the meal, one should be machner, and after the meal, one could be makel, but margarine would be mutter even during the meal itself.
In Duma, I heard Solovsky said that everything's mutter.
Darcella said, even during the meal is mutter. And he's assuming it's like Rav Nevin Sal's margarine. Shkoyach, okay? Gevaldik. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, Monday, we're going to pick up. We're basically done. We almost got to the end of what I wanted to get to today. We're up to Sifhei Beitzim Hanimtzan Ba'ofos and Din Mechalav and Mei Mechalav. And we'll go to, I heard some of the guys already started working on the Ramaz, Chumas and Sif. Was it Vav? Ramaz, Chumas and Sif Vav. So we'll work on that, and then B'siyata D'Shmaya, move on to Maimid. Maimid is an entirely separate world, so we'll spend a shiur on Maimid, and then continue on. We are just giving you a heads up in terms of our general direction. We are going to skip Chal, Simin Sadi. Chal is really not L'maisa, and it's quite complicated, so over the years I've always skipped it. Eventually, it's as much connected to Malicha as it is to Basa B'Chalav. Eventually, one day we'll do it. But we'll go Mirtz Hashem to Simin Pei Tes, and then what we touched on already now, the Shir Hamtana between Basar and Chalav, and then we'll go on to Simin Sadi Aleph. Yes, Tzvi, go ahead.
Thank you.
Just
question about the